It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And for My Morning Mixtape this week, we have Chai. Chai is set to appear at Whammy Fest this weekend alongside a ton of great local acts. She's also on the Northern Bass lineup and will be opening for Fat Freddy's Drop in January. Today, she joins me in the studio to share some favourite songs with us. How are you going today?
Hey, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I saw that you were over in Australia not so long ago.
Yes.
How was that? What were you getting up to?
It was awesome. We played at Big Sound. Played at Big Sound in Brisbane and then was at the studio in Sydney for a week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How did that come together?
Oh, it was so good. Mm. Yeah, Big Sound was like awesome buzz. Like,
yeah.
So cool. Yeah.
I saw some nice Instagram videos of you when you were over there and it looked like you were doing great and having lots of fun.
Yeah. Oh, it was full on, but it's always really fun.
Like, did you meet lots of people over there?
Yeah. There was actually a lot of Kiwis there as well, which was really cool. Everyone kind of coming together, industry people.
It's nice that they support lots of local, like New Zealand artists as well as Australian artists over there.
Yeah, Australians show so much love for New Zealand artists, which is awesome.
I think it would be good if there was something like that over here, like in New Zealand, to kind of bring over a whole lot of Australian artists. Maybe.
Man, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about the songs that you've chosen. Is there any general theme that you've gone for over the three tracks?
Oh, it was really hard, firstly, to choose three songs, but they're kind of the, you know, different sides of, like, one makes me really happy, the first one. One makes me feel really, like, empowered and, like, you know, it's got a more of a story to it.
Nice.
And, yeah, all three of them for different reasons, but they're just vibey.
What made you pick out this Childish Gambino one first up?
Oh, man, that's, like, my happy song, right now. It's been my happy song for, like, 8 months now, I think.
It's definitely, and it's in its title as well, it's definitely a summer track and the weather's very nice today, so it's perfectly fitting that you've coincidentally chosen a song that's like this. Did you go to any of those shows when he was over in
New
Zealand?
No, I'm so gutted. Yeah, I'd love to go to one of his shows.
Maybe you get to see him eventually. I'm sure he'll come back around not too long.
Yeah, I love that video too. The video's like that, vibes
it's
as
good
well.
That he takes his own when it comes to video content.
Yeah. Oh, he's an artist, eh? Like,
awesome. Should we give this one a listen?
Yeah.
Do love me, 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 do love You were just saying off air that lots of artists, like, I don't want to say it in the wrong way because it's you weren't being negative about it, but it's hard to get excited about artists sometimes because you have such fond memories of older ones, right?
Yes, yeah.
Is Childish Gambino one that you get really excited about?
Definitely.
And yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think just because he's so versatile and he's just the right vibe or mood, I guess, I'm in at that in that time of my life.
Nice.
And yeah, he really captures that.
Cool.
Which is dope.
You mentioned in a Facebook post a while ago, and that you were working on a new project.
Yes.
And you were working on it in LA.
Yeah.
Who were you working with and what was that like?
So I went over to LA for about a month and it was really sick. Went over with my film crew from New Zealand.
Awesome.
Some of my friends, yeah. And we did, worked on new visuals and yeah, a bunch of new stuff.
Cool. I'm sure it's all shrouded in mystery. You don't want to give away too much.
Yeah, it's just hard to explain what I do. I'm so all over the place. But yeah, there's heaps of cool things coming together.
I feel like lots of artists are all over the place. So it's a good way to be.
Yeah, know? Yeah. It's just like overload, eh? But it's really excited to start releasing the new stuff as well.
Yeah, awesome. You have always kind of done really well on your video production and anything and everything like that. Is it the same team that you've been working with in LA that you've worked on previous stuff with?
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. So
I'm really
excited. They're my friends who we actually worked together on other people's music videos as well, and then you know we were friends through that. And yeah, so it's really fun for us to come together awesome. Again.
Do you have any interest in film and videography and anything like that? Or
yeah,
do you
so
more just work with them?
I love conceptualizing and directing and I end up producing my videos.
Cool.
Just, yeah, you just fall into it. But
awesome. And it has been a while since you've released any new music. I hear that you've got something coming out this week.
Yes.
Are you excited to get some more music out there in the world?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's been a while. yeah, really excited. This one's one from the Middle East
cool.
kind of bundle.
Nice.
Yeah,
awesome.
Middle East bundle.
Tell us about this J. Cole track that you chose.
Another dope-ass track that I love J. Cole because he's always saying a story through his music, but it's still like bumping. You can still like listen to it. And
It's got both the lyrical
beat.
Content
yeah,
plus
lyrical.
The like party atmosphere,
yeah.
excitement.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it makes me feel like pretty G. I'm like, yeah. Driving around. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Since a young and now we dream of getting rich. Woo. Look at me, my nigga, fantasize about a white picket fence. It's the trees, my nigga, used to want a pathfinder with some tents. That's all I need, my nigga, throw some 20s on that bitch and get it rinsed. But now I see, my nigga, that the world's a lot bigger ever since. Picked up the paper and they say my nigga Eddie caught a body, I'm convinced. Anybody is a killer, all you gotta do is push them to the limps. Fuck being timid in the civic, politicking with the pushers and the pimps. I'm trying to write a story, can I get a glimpse? And can I get a glimpse? Last night I had a bad dream. That I was trapped in the city, then I asked, is that really such a bad thing? They robbing niggas on the daily, can you blame a nigga that ain't ever had things?
What's the value of a thing?
Guess not. Last night, they put up on my nigga at the light like, nice watch, run it.
Hands in the air now. Hands in the air,
run it.
Hands in the air now. Hands in the air,
run it.
Hands in the air now. Hands in the air. Hands in the air now. Hands in the air.
Small town nigga, Hollywood dreams. I know that everything that glitters ain't gold. I know this shit ain't always good as it seems, but tell me till you get it, how could you know?
How could you know?
How could you know? Listen up, I'm about to go and get rich. Fuck
with me, my nigga. We gon' suck around a villain, hit a lick. Cut some tree, my nigga, and some powder, bag it up and make a flip. And you gon' see, my nigga, one day we gon' graduate and cop a brick. And that's the key, my nigga. Listen up, I'm about to go and get rich. Stand back and watch if you want to, nigga. Me, I want my pockets fatter, better, bitch. Tired of seeing niggas flaunt, I wanna flaunt too, nigga. Watch the rollers in the fucking Crown Vic. Trying like a nigga up, that's what they won't do, nigga. Wanna know a funny thing about this shit? Even if you let them kill your dream, it'll haunt you, nigga, haunt you. Last night I had a bad dream that I was trapped in a city. Then I asked, is that really such a bad thing? I look around like, do you wanna be another nigga that ain't never had things? Guess not. Last night, we put up on a nigga at the light like, nice watch, run it.
Hands in the air now, hands in the air,
run it.
Hands in the air now, hands in the air,
run it.
Hands in the air now, hands in the air, hands in the air now, hands in the air.
Forgive me for my childish ways. I look outside and all the clouds are gray. I need your hands to take me miles away. Your wish is my command, my command, my command. But before you go, I've got to warn you now. Whatever goes up, surely must come down. You'll get your peace, but no peace won't be found. So I just take me, man, take me, man, take me, man. Your wish is my command, my command, my command.
It was a great song.
So good, eh?
I love it. And then listening to it then after you saying that it's got great lyrical content as well as the party atmosphere, I did actually notice a lot of what you were talking about.
Yeah.
You've got some shows coming up, some big ones, and I bet it's really exciting.
So exciting, yeah.
Is there anything coming up that you're particularly excited for?
So super excited for all of them, really, but Fat Freddy's is, yeah,
will be iconic.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
And we're you're in great company on that lineup as well, which is always
yes.
good.
Yeah, most of the festivals and Fat Freddy's and everything is just, it's cool little reunion with all the artists and like everyone's amazing. Mm. So I always get excited just watching everyone else as well.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to your single, which is coming out on Friday. So congratulations for
Thank
that
you.
As well.
Thanks.
Tell us about this last song that you've chosen for us.
Princess Nokia. So my friends and flatmates are like, they are the best at finding the awesomest music, and they show me what's in all the time. So shout out to them. I came across this through those guys, and it's just, she's so amazing. And she released the song early this year.
Mm.
And it's, again, like female power, and it's just so badass.
Mm. Are you a fan of all of her older stuff as well?
Yeah, I've listened to some of her old stuff as well, and they're all quite different. And I love that about her as well, because you're not the same person as you were in 2014, right? So your music's going to change with you.
Yeah.
And I love how she's just embraced that and changed with it.
It caught me by surprise when I first listened to, when she kind of made that change from, I can't remember what the names of the albums are, but it was, from 1992 Deluxe to, I can't remember.
Yeah.
To A Girl Called Red or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so caught off guard, but in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was caught by surprise, but it was really
nice. You can kind of just see that it's like a self-discovery journey. Mm. And it's, and her music has constantly been dope regardless of what point she's been at, so the skills and stuff are like super dope.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to see her journey as well.
I also totally respect that they kind of did what they wanted. You know, they didn't get stuck in a way where it's like, I need to do this because my fans
commercialize
like
it or anything. Yeah, no, I definitely feel that she's still super cool and almost underground, but still quite popular, which I love about it. She's not changing her music to be commercialized.
Totally.
Still got a deep message to it too. So, cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming up and sharing these songs with me. It's always good to hear some new music and hear some other songs that I love as well.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
These bitches don't like me. These bitches won't fight me. And doing shit just to spite me. I see them talking on the IG. Think you jealous, maybe high key. I got the juice, I got the high C. Do I care, unlike me? You must have time on your hands, cause all that time you been hating. I know you mad that I'm famous, I know you mad that I made it. With all the time you been hating, you could have turned into something. Sometimes it works out for people, sometimes it really just doesn't. Don't do this shit to be famous. Cause I love it. I shot an arrow, said fuck it. I took a chance, came from nothing. You have to go for it, want it. You have to rise up above it. If you go unexpected, well, girl, I think that you bugging. How you want what I have? You ain't working yourself. That toxic energy shit ain't really good for your health. I think you need better goals, cause oh my god, you seem lost. You talking shit about my music, but what the fuck have you dropped? Now what the fuck have you done? Accolades, you have none. Your lazy ways get you none. I go and pray for you, hun. Sugar, honey, iced tea. These bitches don't like me. Me and doing shit just to spite me. I see them talking on the IG. Think you jealous, maybe high key. I got the juice, I got the high C. Do I care? Unlikely. I'm on the train throwing soup. The racist men making threats. I'm not a gangster, but I can tell you I love to throw hands. I'm racist, big as a scum. I don't like drama, it's dumb. I don't be fighting no women, I don't be toting no guns. I hate domestic abusers, in fact, they all make me sick. This dude for one of my friend, I push him straight in his shit. I got a real code of honor that I take seriously. If Colin Kaepernick was a woman, then I'd be dead on one knee. My revolution is over, I'm healing kids with my hands. I'm talking loving my people, not fighting bitches for bands. I got no hate in my heart, I think it's funny I rap. I did not bang in the streets, and I did not trap in the trap. Sugar, honey, iced tea. These bitches don't like me. These bitches won't fight me. And doing shit just to spite me. I see them talking on the IG. Think you jealous, maybe high key. I got the juice, I got the high C.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.